The European Union's decision to remove the opposition group, the People's Mujahideen of Iran, from its list of terrorist organizations was expected. EU Foreign Policy Chief Javier Solana told reporters the EU is simply abiding by a previous resolution from the European Court of Justice. The decision is expected to take effect Tuesday. A U.S. State Department spokesman said there is no indication the United States will change its policy toward the Iranian opposition group. Earlier this month, former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice renewed the People's Mujahideen's terrorist designation for 1 year, stating that the reasons for designating it as a terrorist organization have not changed in such a manner to warrant revocation of such a designation. The People's Mujahideen began as a leftist Islamist opposition group to the late Shah of Iran and became the most prominent overseas opposition movement to Iran's Islamic regime. Its armed wing has been based in Iraq. Its political branch is located outside Paris. It remains banned in the United States. Shada Islam, a senior analyst at the European Policy Center in Brussels, said the EU's decision will undoubtedly anger the Iranian government.
The Iranians will be quite angry, obviously, at the European Union's decision. They would not like it, and I think there will be public statements of anger and possibly outrage as well. But I think what is not going to change is European Union's general policy towards Iran, which we know is based on constructive critical engagement, but also backed up by sanctions through the United Nations.
Islam said it would be in Iran's interest not to react too strongly to the EU's move on the resistance group. She also cautioned Tehran not to burn its bridges towards the West in general, particularly given the new Obama administration in Washington, which has yet to clearly spell out its policy towards Iran. Hundreds of angry demonstrators rallied in front of the French embassy in Tehran on Sunday to protest chances of removing the People's Mujahideen from the EU terror list. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.